Underneath the chatter of tourists and the sound of float planes, helicopters, and shuttle buses at Juno's cruise ship docks, you can just make out the low rumble of the ship's engines. On any day, you can see faint plumes of exhaust coming out of their stacks. It's those plumes, and what was in them, that used to fascinate Martha and Jim Stay's good friend John Sandstedt. Whenever John would come over to their downtown home overlooking the harbor, Jim says he would look out on the cruise ships and the ribbons of blue exhaust rising above them.
John said, I'm going to do something about that. And so he got trained to be a visual inspector. So, you know, and it's a lot of training. You have to be able to look to sense how much particles are in the air.
He did that for a few years before moving away. John has since died, but the Stays still think of him whenever they see the plumes. When they heard the Department of Environmental Conservation was looking for volunteers to host electronic air monitors, they signed up.
And so this is John in our backyard here, hanging up there, measuring it.
That's right. They named the sensor after John. From April through October, the Stays' backyard will serve as a laboratory. The sensor takes regular measurements of particulate matter in the air. That's added to a central database, along with the information recorded by 20 other sensors placed around downtown. The Stays supply power to run the sensor, and in return, Martha says they feel they're doing their part to protect Juno's quality of life.
We're just hoping to learn what quality our air is, if there's anything that we can do about it as citizens to be active, that if there is a problem, we can help affect changes.
But you don't have to be a volunteer to see what's being tracked. Anyone can watch the sensors collecting data in real time online. The DEC's website links to a map where you can see a layout of downtown Juno covered in dots. Each one shows you what the sensors are reading. It updates about every 80 seconds. The dots range from green to red, depending on what they're picking up. Usually the dots show up green, but at various points during the day, you might notice one or two yellow, orange, or even red dots, especially closer to the cruise ship docks. But it's not as easy as pointing to a big red dot over City Hall and blaming it on the nearby ships. The people conducting the study say there are many factors at play.
If there's a vehicle that drives by, you get some of that exhaust passing the sensor, and then the next minute it can be gone and you can have cleaner air again.
That's Barbara Trost, a program manager for DEC's Division of Air. Trost is based in Anchorage, but her department is overseeing the study and regularly monitoring the data. She says a lot has changed in the 20 years since the last air quality study was done in Juno, including the number and size of ships visiting in the summer.
So we've gotten a lot of complaints over the last couple of years from people in the downtown area about cruise ship emissions and the plumes that they can see and smell.
She says what they're interested in seeing is whether those readings remain high for extended periods of time. That would indicate that heavy particulates in the air are sticking around, which could create problems. Trost says the sensors don't measure diesel fumes, which is the primary concern from cruise ship exhaust. What they do measure is the concentration of fine particulate matter over time.
It's basically a type of particle that can be inhaled deep into the lungs and has a potential for creating health impacts.
Trost says they may decide to do another study in the future to determine what exactly those particles are made of and where exactly they're coming from. The sensor the Stays have in their backyard right now is made by a company called Purple Air, and it only costs about $250. If the DEC decides to do a more in-depth study later on, that will require sensor technology that can cost up to $10,000 or $20,000 each, according to Trost. For Martha Stay, cruise ship emissions have never been a major concern. She thinks of them as more of a nuisance. But she recognizes that understanding them is important.
Information is power. We're just gathering more information so we really know about our environment.
DEC plans to release a draft report on the Purple Air study by next spring. In Juno, I'm Adeline Baxter.